This is the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. Each week, Marvin G. Belzer, or one of our UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
My name is Juan Sangüesa. I'm a clinical psychologist, and I trained in the old program of certification in mindfulness facilitation. It was called like that back in the day when I went over there to UCLA to train as a mindfulness teacher. So I'm super happy to be able to be doing this, replacing temporarily Marv, because he's on retreat. So what we're going to do today is very similar to what he usually guides in terms of practice. And I was thinking that it's a practice that I find magic. It's like, it really is like magic, because I've been practicing for a long time. I started practicing mindfulness back in 2010, and I've tried many different styles of practice and everything. And when I come back to the types of practices that Marv guides in these sessions, specifically all the Monday meditation sessions that he does, for me it's like, this is very simple. And he usually emphasizes that we're doing something very unusual, but it's simple because we're focusing attention on something relatively neutral, relatively simple, like the breath, the sounds, some other bodily sensations. And it's like, some days I'm very busy, you know, I'm like, I have a gazillion other things to do, but I try and convince myself that it's going to be worth the time connecting to the guided meditation. And every single time, it's amazing. It's like, oh my goodness, I don't know how it works. And I think nobody does actually, but actually doing this, paying attention to something that's simple, like the breath and other things that we're going to be doing right now, for some reason, works to create the conditions for better concentration, focus, clarity of mind, stability, emotional balance, all of those cool things. So, okay, enough of the introduction. We're going to start the practice right now. So I would like to invite you to take a moment to stretch up a little bit, settle in your posture. We can do this with eyes open or closed or in between. And we can start by taking a few deeper breaths without forcing it. Releasing the air slowly and noticing the sensations that come with that exhalation when we just let the air go. Okay, now we're gonna let the breath flow naturally without controlling it. And we're gonna start by paying attention to the sounds that we can hear. This is one of those very, very simple but unusual things that we can do. We can voluntarily direct our attention to the sounds in our environment. without having to notice all the sounds or keep track of them. Just opening the attention, becoming aware of what sounds we can hear right now. It's a very open and receptive type of attention. We can just lay back, wait for sounds to come, hear them, noticing the characteristics of the sounds, rhythm, tone, maybe noticing the silence between the sounds. And in the same way we were paying attention to the sounds, we can also pay attention to the body, noticing the sensations that we can feel in this moment. Sensations of touch, contact of the body with the chair or the bed, the floor. Some sensations can be pleasant, some other sensations can be unpleasant. Some can be neutral. And we can open our awareness in a similar way to what we did with the sounds. Receptive, without preference, noticing what sensations are there to be noticed. Observing them with curiosity, openness, not trying to change them or fix anything. And in the sensations that we're noticing, it could be easy to notice the sensations of the breath, the normal sensations of the breath. The movement of the torso, the belly rising and falling with each in-breath and out-breath. The air moving through the nostrils. And we can try to stay with these sensations for a while. training our attention to focus on something relatively neutral, relatively simple, which is not what our minds are used to do. They're used to much difficult and complex jobs. So this is why this is so radical, because we're paying attention to something that doesn't need to be paid attention to. And we do it because after a while, this can create very good states for us. Concentration, clarity, equanimity. And if for any reason the breath doesn't feel quite right for you, you can go back to paying attention to the sounds, or even find another place in your body where the sensations are relatively neutral, like palms of the hands, the feet, the legs. And the cool part is that no matter how motivated we are to focus our attention in the sensations of the breath or something else, sooner than later, our attention will be pulled away, probably, most likely, by something else, something other than what we're trying to pay attention to. It could be thoughts. We remember something we need to do, a worry, a concern. It could be an image of some place we need to be, some person we need to talk to, or whatever. Sometimes those thoughts come with emotions that we can feel in the body, and we're not trying to clear our minds. We're not trying to get rid of those thoughts. It's absolutely unnecessary. We're doing something much, much simpler than that. We're directing attention to something relatively neutral, trying to keep it there, knowing that the attention's gonna get pulled away at one point or another. So we practice mostly patience, the willingness to try to come back to the object of our meditation again and again, without having to get rid of those other things. We can let those thoughts and emotions do their own thing. We don't interfere with them. We can actually take a look at them, even label them with a soft mental label, thinking, planning, worrying, catastrophizing. And we can be playful. We definitely don't have to get this perfect. Even noticing one breath is not a small thing. So I'm gonna be quiet now so we can practice together in silence for a few minutes. When we notice that something's pulling our attention, maybe a thought, an emotion, something else, and we pay attention to that for a moment, sometimes we can see that there's an emotion there, and we can take a moment to actually feel what it's like to have that emotion, joy, anxiety, sadness. We can see what's there. We can be real. There's no need to ignore or push those experiences back. And then we can come back to the breath or the sounds or the hands or the feet. There's no rush. There's no need to hurry with any of this. We can find our own rhythm and find what works for us in each moment. And before we end the meditation, I would invite you to take a moment to see what happened with your inner state from this short practice we did together. Notice any changes that might have occurred. Sometimes those changes are subtle. So I think it's worth it to pay attention to see what happened. Okay, so we're gonna end the meditation there. Thank you for your practice. Thank you for meditating with me. Yeah. Cool. Awesome. Here, Mercy says, a lot of calm. Thank you. Thank you, Mercy. Marta, thank you. Thank you, Marta. Thank you, Tori. Chad, thank you. Patricia, oh, Patricia. please come back again real soon. I would love to, you know. But I'm going to keep coming to Marv's guided sessions because those are great. You know, I try to never miss them. Feel very relaxed, says Diane. Cool. Awesome. Great. Thank you, Karen. Thank you, Serena, Lisa, Gerardo. Cool, Gerardo. Thank you. Let's do it again, Miguel. Yeah, definitely. Someday. Okay, cool. Thank you so much. It was a great pleasure for me. I had a real good time, and it was such an honor to be filling in for Marv.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.